Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Highs around 70 today under mainly sunny skies, southwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows level off around 44. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently 37.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. It's round number two of tax reforms across the state of Kansas, as yesterday the Kansas House of Representatives ended up voting unanimously from a bipartisan stance to pass a bill that would reform property, income, and Social Security taxes in the state. As according to WIBW, the bill came out voting 123-0 in the House, eliminating the bottom rate of 3.1% in the state and collapsing the tax structure to a dual rate, giving significant relief to those with lower and middle incomes in Kansas. According to the plan, it would place a high priority on providing broad-based property tax relief by decreasing the state mill levy by 2 mills and exempting the first $100,000 of a home value for property owners. At the same time, the plan would eliminate any income tax on Social Security and take out the food sales tax to 0% by July 1st of this year. The bill is headed to the Senate, where it is expected to pass. Mid-America Network News.
Save green this month at Rusty at Ford with discounts on all new vehicles. Truck month is happening now at Rusty at Ford. Check out the new Ford F-150, America's number one selling truck for 47 years in a row and counting. Keep more green in your pocket with discounts on all new Fords on our lot. We have it all. F-150, Bronco, Edge, Escape, Explorer, Mustang, and more. You'll luck out with low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Follow the rainbow to find your pot of gold, or even better, a new vehicle at Rusty Eck Ford. Come see us at Rusty Eck Ford. Save some green and drive home your new Ford today. Only at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
WAC offers cannot be combined. See store for details.
Bad news for the agricultural industry across the Mid-America region, as milk that was tested from dairy cows in the states of Texas all the way up to Kansas have tested positive for the bird flu. As KSN News reports that according to the Texas Animal Health Commission, they confirmed the virus of the type A H5N1 that's been known for outbreaks in birds and occasionally infect people. According to the Department of Agriculture right now, they say the virus is affecting older dairy cows in states from Texas all the way to New Mexico and up to Kansas. Farmers in the Minnesota area have also announced that goats on their farms have been tested with the bird flu as well, among with poultry that have been diagnosed with the virus. According to health officials, they say commercial milk supplies are safe right now and risk to individuals is low, but do recommend to only drink milk from healthy animals to enter the food supply, as milk from the sick animals is being diverted and destroyed. According to officials from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, they say at this stage there is no concern about the safety of the commercial milk supply or the circumstances that pose a risk to consumer health.
Spring savings are here at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. Get up to $80 in reward card or virtual prepaid card after online submission with your purchase of 4 or more new Michelin passenger or light truck tires totaling $900 or more. Offer valid now through April 2nd. Buy now at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. Get up to $80 in a reward card or virtual prepaid card. Terms and conditions apply. See Mike's OK Tire in Marysville for complete details. Offer ends April 2nd.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Village Johnson. The Nebraska legislature is preparing for a $4.45 million payout for a Kearney man after he was profoundly injured in a Grand Island pursuit. The money will go to Miles and Chrissy Margaret's and their attorneys after the amount has been added in an amendment to LB 1188, as that bill has passed out of the Business and Labor Committee. Miles Margaret's of Kearney filed a lawsuit against the state of Nebraska in 2020 after he was hit by a suspect fleeing Nebraska State Patrol back in late December of 2017. The lawsuit claims that Jose Ortiz had stolen a vehicle and was heading north on Highway 281 in Grand Island, leading to authorities trying to stop him, but he fled at a high rate of speed while ignoring traffic signs and signals, along with other drivers, including Margaret's. The crash killed Ortiz and left Margaret's with serious and permanent injuries requiring extensive hospitalization and multiple surgeries and treatment. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Access denied.
We've all been there. When you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit, and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network. Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/techhome.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. State Representative Lisa Mosier has filed for re-election in the 106th District, which includes Marshall, Washington, Republic, and Jewell counties. She's filing for a third two-year term. USDA has announced sign-up for the General Conservation Reserve Program. The deadline is Friday, March 29th. CRP helps producers and landowners establish long-term resource-conserving plant species, such as approved grasses or trees, to control soil erosion, improve water quality, and enhance wildlife habitat on marginal and sensitive cropland. For more information, contact the USDA Service Center. The annual Washington County Storm Spotters meeting will be held Wednesday, April 3rd at the Washington Firehouse. The general public is invited to attend. A free catered meal begins at 6 with a spotter presentation at 6:30. The reservations are due by Friday at 5 p.m. Phone 785-325-2134. Leave a message if no answer. The deadline to register a fund for the annual Pony Express Match Day in Marysville is April 1st. A fund is a separate trust with its own donors and philanthropic purpose. Funds held by the Marysville Community Foundation may be used by these organizations, with five major types of funds available. The deadline to register a fund is April 1st. For additional details, contact any board member with the Marysville Community Foundation. A Marysville man, Gerald Brown, was sentenced in Marshall County District Court to 10 years in prison, convicted in the November 2022 murder of his wife Jennifer at their home north of Marysville. Work of Valley Heights art students will be presented Thursday afternoon, 4:30, at the Waterville Public Library, with awards at 5:30 and a reception to follow. The public is welcome. Easter egg hunts are planned Saturday in Axtell at the City Park at 10, the Summerfield City Park at 11, Beatty at the Community Center at 12:30, Frankfort City Park at 1, and the Waterville City Park at 2. Easter egg hunts Saturday in Washington County on the courthouse grounds in Washington at 10 a.m. Also in Barnes, Lynn, Palmer, and Morroville City Parks beginning at 10 a.m. Hanover at the Vets Park at 1, and in Greenleaf at the Clubhouse and the Haddam City Park Saturday at 2. Your news on your time. Podcast of our morning and midday news blocks are available on our website, KNDYradio.com, and our social media. Victoria F. Torrey Johnson, age 33, of Frankfort, passed away Monday. Memorial service is planned Friday, 10:30, at the Salem Lutheran Church south of Axtell. Visitation Thursday, 5:30 until 7 at the church, with the Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Torrey Johnson. Marilyn B. Brungard, age 91, of Washington, passed away Monday. Funeral arrangements pending with Ward Funeral Home in charge for Marilyn Brungard. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, Sloppy Joe's, Baked Lays, Pea Salad, and Pineapple. They are closed Friday. Monday's menu is meatloaf with Baby Baker's peas and fruit cocktail. KNDY News Time, 7:12.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ease the burden on your loved ones with pre-planning services offered through Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville and Anders Fifley Funeral Home in Riley. This is Jared Anders, and we can help you in assuring that your wishes will be taken care of. easing the decision process for your family. From service arrangements to special requests, let us take time to meet your exact needs. Find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us at Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville or at Anders Fifely Funeral Home in Riley.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 30s and upper 40s. South winds still between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Sunny and breezy into Friday with our highs in the lower 60s and mid 70s. Southwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Then partly cloudy into Friday night with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. Mostly sunny throughout Saturday with our highs in the mid-50s and mid-60s. Then a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Saturday night, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-30s and lower 40s. Some rain may continue early Sunday, then sunny with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 70s. Then some showers and thunderstorms continue into Sunday night, cloudy with our lows in the mid-30s and mid-40s. Showers and thunderstorms are possible into Monday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid-40s and mid-60s. And more showers possible throughout Monday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late March, 61. Record high on this date, 86. The average low, 36, and the record low, 16 degrees. Sunrise this morning, 7:17. Sunset this evening at 7:47. It's 37 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 28th of March. KNDY News Time, 7:15. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Discover a different kind of health care at Sunflower Medical Clinic. Here you will find personalized after-hours and weekend care in a welcoming space. We offer urgent care, primary care, facial aesthetics, IV hydration, and the newest service is BioT, Bioidentical Hormone Replacement Therapy. No matter what you need, we're here for you. Give us a call at 785-619-6078 and let us welcome you to a new level of care at Sunflower Medical Clinic in downtown Marysville.
Don't wait around to book catering for your next event. Whether it be a wedding, family, or company get-together, let Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville serve you. Pulled pork, honeyed hams, roast beef, whatever makes your taste buds happy. Dates are filling fast, so contact Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville, your catering headquarters.
Thomas Trucking Incorporated salutes the United States military men and women who honorably serve this country. Let's all take a moment to remember their sacrifices as we celebrate the Easter holiday. From all of us at Thomas Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, Commercial Trucking, and Truck and Trailer Repair.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu. The 2024 Major League Baseball campaign begins today. The defending champion Texas Rangers kicking off banner night before hosting the Cubs. Rangers GM Chris Young sharing his excitement about bringing the Commissioner's Trophy to Globe Life Field for the first time.
I believe in this group as much as I believed in the group last year, and I'm super excited to get started here. I'm excited for our fans. This is going to be a great weekend to celebrate what we accomplished last year, something that our fans have never had the opportunity to celebrate, and I can't wait for them to fill this place up.
First pitch, 7:35 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. Other games, the Yankees at the Astros, Cardinals at the Dodgers, and the National League champion Diamondbacks hosting the Rockies. The NCAA tournament continues today with the Sweet 16. Top seed and reigning champ UConn tangles with 5-seed San Diego State in a rematch of last year's title game. Aztecs head coach Brian Dutcher on playing the Huskies once again.
We kind of know what it looks like. We know how hard it is, and as much as they ran through the tournament last year, dominated pretty much everybody. We felt with 5 minutes to go, it was a 5-point game. We put ourselves in a chance to win. And so hopefully tomorrow we'll do the same thing. Hopefully with 5 minutes to go in the game, we'll have an opportunity to win.
6-seed Clemson faces 2-seed Arizona. Alabama, 4-seed, plays 1-seed North Carolina. Illinois and Iowa State will close off tonight. To the NBA's hardwoods, plenty of playoff implications in last night's games. The Suns shut down the Nuggets in the Mile High City, 104-97. Denver just a half half game up on the Timberwolves and Thunder for the top seed in the Western Conference. The Suns leapfrogging the Kings in the standings for the 7th seed. The Rockets made it 10 straight wins, downing the Thunder in overtime 132-126 and keeping them in the hunt for the final play-in spot. The Warriors handled the Magic 101-93 to stay in that final West play-in spot. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done, outfit stunner, and my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and moisturizes deep into my skin with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
Marcus is a connoisseur of anything that's free, so he was happy to read the disclaimer on TurboTax Free Edition.
Roughly 37% of taxpayers qualify. Form 1040 and limited credits only. See how at TurboTax.com. That's me!
File your taxes 100% free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your max refund guaranteed. See if you qualify to file for free at TurboTax.com. See max refund guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
This is Lloyd Garber at Garber's Honda in Fairbury, Nebraska. They call me the old man because I've been in the motorcycle business in the same town for 67 years. I started selling with new Harley-Davidsons, took on Hondas in 1959. Now the ATVs and the side-by-side are the going thing. I took on another make of side-by-sides. These are three-seaters with heavy-duty enclosed cabs, air condition, heater, cable winch, light bar. You'd be proud to own one. Yes, they have mag wheels and even a windshield wiper. The best part, they sell out the door for only $25,999. You can't go wrong with Garber's Honda.
Good Thursday morning. Sam's back with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Well, as we approach this now final day of trade for the month of March, that's right, a shortened trading week due to the Good Friday holiday tomorrow. Let's get you a nice recap of how things finished up yesterday. It was a mostly mixed finish in the corn and the rest of the grains and oil seeds. However, of course, a lot of traders still waiting on today's stocks and seedings report, which will be released at 11 a.m. That will give us a better picture of what the direction will look like heading into April. So a lot of hesitancy these last few trading days. And in the livestock yesterday, it was a very interesting, choppy, two-sided day of trade. It was a morning of pretty lower numbers, followed by a nice recover into the afternoon, finishing mostly higher. April live cattle finished up 50 cents at the close to 183.60. June was up 30 to 178.67. Similar gains in the feeder cattle market and night session. Just a bit of recovery for corn. May corn currently up a quarter cent to 427 a bushel. July's up a half at 439 and three quarters. Mostly mixed in the wheat markets, but for what is there in the immediate months are slight gains. May Kansas City wheat not moving much, but up a half a cent to 578 and three quarters. July up a half to 574 and a half, and May oats up 1.5 to 356 and a half. Still some continued pressure in the soybeans after a lower finish to the day yesterday. Continuing on that trend here this morning through the overnight session, May soybeans down 4.25 to 1188 and a quarter. July trading at 1203 a bushel. That's down 3.5. May soy meal here through the morning after a slight gain yesterday, down 160 to 337.40. And soy oil in opposite to yesterday, finishing lower, slightly higher. May up 7 points at 47.74. And cotton had a triple-digit loss yesterday, making up for a bit of it. May up 77 at 91.54.
Attention farmers and ranchers. Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 4th through 6th at the OKC Fairgrounds Bennett Event Center. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services from more than 300 exhibitors, along with seminars from OSU Extension. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details.
Is your flow running low? It may be time to upgrade your well and ensure your water flow is running safe and efficient. And the name you need to remember is Winnegar Drilling.
Water well drilling.
Water well service.
Trenching services.
Test wells, water well plugging, sanitation, and code compliance.
Plus new solar pumps.
Winnegar Drilling does it all. Plus, when you call Winnegar Drilling, they'll provide a free estimate.
Finance options also available.
Make sure your flow doesn't run slow with Winnegar Drilling. Call them at 316-729-5881 or online at Winnegar Drilling.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Alfalfa weevils arrive in early spring and present challenges to crop production. K-State crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth discusses the recent emergence of the pest and the cold weather's effect on alfalfa weevil larvae.
Alfalfa weevils every year come earlier and earlier, it seems to me, and this year's no exception. Generally, I count on about the first to mid part of April for the alfalfa weevils to start hatching around the state, but it's all predicated upon temperatures. And when I talk about enough cold weather to kill alfalfa weevils, it takes 2 to 3 hours of mid 20 degree Fahrenheit weather to actually kill them. So if it just goes down to 25, 26, and then shoots right back up, that's not going to do the job. The second thing about that is it's not going to kill adults or eggs. It's just going to basically kill the little newly hatched first instar larvae.
He relays the different techniques producers use to monitor the number of alfalfa weevils in their fields.
Two ways to sample. Number one, if you just want to get out to look to see if there are any live larvae in your field, use a sweep net. It's easier, it takes a lot less time. You can just sweep sample several different places in your field. And if you've got larvae, then it's time to get the old white 1 gallon bucket out and start taking a stem and shake it vigorously in the bucket and count how many larvae are per stem. So you do that, you know, 10 stems here, 10 stems there, count the number of stems you did, number of larvae. That gives you your infestation level. We use 30 to 50% infestation to treat. I would use that no matter where we are, unless you look at the weather and they're predicting mid-20s in the next 4 or 5 days. Otherwise, you probably should start treating at that time.
Whitworth explains the insecticide K-State used in their efficacy trials and the importance of the insecticide making contact with the pest upon application.
We probably use more carrier or water per acre than most commercial applicators do. When we put out our trials, we use 15 gallons per acre. A lot of commercial applicators will use less than that. They're trying to get as many acres covered as possible, and I understand that. But just remember, these are contact insecticides, so they have to contact the larvae. And if you have a pretty good stand of alfalfa, there's quite a bit of foliage out there, and the larvae are going to be tucked in to the terminals where they're pretty well protected, so you got to make sure you use enough of carrier or water to get that insecticide to where those little larvae are.
That was K-State crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth on alfalfa weevils this time of year. Learn more about their emergence at www.mezonet.ksu.edu. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They have over 1,600 head of early consignments, including 75 black steers and heifers weighing 3.5 to 550, 15 mixed steers and heifers 3.5 to 7, 80 mostly black steers and heifers 3.5 to 750, 15 black steers and heifers 4 to 5, 35 weighing 4 to 5, 50 weighing in at 4 to 550, and 20 at 4 to 550. 30 red Angus Charlie Cross steers and heifers weighing 4 to 5.5, 60 mostly black steers and heifers at 4 to 6. 33 black Charlie Cross steers and heifers 4 to 6. 35 Charlie Cross steers and heifers weighing 4 to 6. 45 mixed steers and heifers 4 to 6. 32 weighing 4 to 6. 95 black steers and heifers at 4 to 625. 195 Charlie Cross steers and heifers weighing 4 to 650. 19 black steers at 4.5 to 550. 30 black and red steers and heifers weigh 4.5 to 5. 39 red bulls and heifers weigh 450 to 550. 12 black steers and heifers 450 to 6. 20 mostly black steers and heifers weighing 5 to 6. 30 black steers and heifers 5 to 6. 12 weighing in at 5 to 650. 30 mixed steers and heifers 5 to 7. 30 mixed heifers 5.5 to 6.25. 29 black steers and heifers 5.5 to 750. 155 black steers and heifers 5.5 to 8. 57 mostly black steers and heifers 575 to 750. 10 black steers and heifers weighing 6 to 7. 16 black steers 6 to 650. 110 mixed steers and heifers weigh 6 to 850. 100 black steers and heifers 7 to 850. And 120 black Charlie Cross yearling steers at 925. Coal cows start at 10:30 this morning with a cattle sale at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Just how much work does it take to lose a pound of weight? We will help walk you through the math on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, March 28th, the 88th day of the year. Country singer Reba McEntire has a birthday, and in 1797, Nathaniel Briggs of New Hampshire patented the first U.S. washing machine. Looking to shed some winter weight gain before summer? Here are some rough guidelines for how much work it's going to take. To lose a pound of fat, you need to burn about 3,500 calories. That equals about 3 hours of chopping wood, 6 hours of playing basketball, or 14 hours of vigorous housework. Remember, you also need to control the incoming calories, so one exercise that will really pay off is pushing your chair away from the table. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and get the advice of the day online at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 37 degrees this hour. Highs approach 70 today, again tomorrow, heading into the Easter weekend.
March 29th is Vietnam Veterans Day, and CNK Services salute the Vietnam veterans for their unwavering dedication to serving America on foreign soil under harsh conditions in the jungles of Vietnam. Thank you and welcome home. From the friendly staff at CNK Services in Sabetha, always proud to support our troops.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The March Madness Tournament continues on as we get into Sweet 16 action starting this evening and going on through the weekend, with some of the Big 12 still participating in the tournament. As looking at some of the matchups going on starting this evening, include UConn taking on San Diego State, the number 2 Iowa State Cyclones from the Big 12 that are squaring up against number 3 Illinois, North Carolina taking on Alabama, and Clemson squaring up against Arizona. For those that still have somewhat of a decent bracket going into the tournament, looking on the right side of things, the number 1 Houston Cougars are still in the match, taking on number 4 Duke for the Sweet 16. North Carolina State squaring up against Marquette, Purdue tipping off against Gonzaga, and Creighton against Tennessee. The Sweet 16 moves on through today and tomorrow, with the Elite 8 going on over the weekend. By next weekend, it's the Final 4, before that following Monday for the National Championship. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
If you missed your favorite team's broadcast,
far side Merck, splitting defenders, underhand and layup miss, foul whistle on the final shot by Mia Vermette.
Or want to relive the excitement, click the Sports Podcast tab at KNDYradio.com to listen back anytime.
Inside Brunson misses, leads to a run out. Daniel Kramer all alone. Blocked by Brandon Snellsley. At the other end, Colin Shaughnessy three. He can it!
From the first practice to the last hoist of a trophy, all season long, KNDY has been there for over 50 years.
Throws out front. Hardwick looks in the lane. Comes to the corner. Ebert. Far side to Ashlyn Dollinghouse in the paint. Kicks it low to Sidney Wapp. Shot up and good for Sidney Wapp. Third field goal.
The home for high school sports coverage in Northeast Kansas is KNDY.
Inside flip left block up, no good. Offensive rebound, Bruna. Up, down, and one for Drew Bruna.
KNDY.